Now here, once again, is WNCN music director and Peabody Award interviewer David Dubal with tonight's special guest, violinist Josef Fuchs.
Thank you very much, Oscar Bueller. And indeed, it is a very special privilege to have on WNCN Live one of the great violinists of this century, Josef Fuchs. You know, Joseph Harold Schoenberg once said of you, you're the aristocrat of the violin. And I think no greater compliment, though, can be from a fellow violinist such as Nathan Milstein. And you know what he said? You can play differently, but you can't play better than Josef Fuchs. And with him tonight is Lucy Blackman at the great piano. And we have a wonderful program. Mozart, a sonata, and then the Bach Chaconne. After that, a work by the French composer, Francais, and works by Tchaikovsky, Paganini, and so forth. We're going to begin this recital by Josef Fuchs with a Mozart sonata. Joseph, is this a two-movement Mozart sonata?
Yes, it is. Starts with an adagio, which goes into an allegro, which is really one movement. And there's a theme and variations, beautiful theme and variations, and just one little thing. There are two variations for piano. And with one, I read a letter to Mozart, of Mozart to his father, when he said, I was so embarrassed at the second one, I gave the violinist a pizzicato. So you'll notice I will be playing a pizzicato against this beautiful solo of the piano.
How wonderful. Let's hear the Mozart Sonata K-379. The artist, Josef Fuchs, Lucy Blackman at the piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
absolutely wonderful. We just heard the Sonata K-379 for violin and piano on WNCN Live, the performance by pianist Lucy Blackman and tonight's guest on WNCN Live, Joseph Fuchs. Joseph, I'd like to talk a few words with you, such as, did Mozart play the violin?
They claim he did. As a matter of fact, I saw a violin of his in London that he played on. I imagine, like a composer, but he did play.
He was, well, you know, he probably was the most prodigious child prodigy that ever lived. But I do want to, before I compliment Mozart too much, give a little bit of your own history. First of all, at age 3 1/2, before you even knew of a violin, you broke your arm. Now, some doctor decided that Joseph Fuchs should take up the violin for therapy. And now, 80 years later, he's still playing the thing. Have you ever gotten bored with the violin?
First of all, it's 76 years later, not 80. So, I took it up at age 4.
Unbelievable. Did you absolutely gravitate to it instantly the moment it was put in your hand?
Well, within 2 or 3 weeks, they knew that I had an ear, and so apparently I took it up, and that was for therapy. Yes.
You had no idea then at 4 that there was the Bach Chaconne to be played here tonight.
Not at all. I only knew about Home Sweet Home and Variations at age 5.
Yes.
And I happened to hear that in Japan for the first time. A little boy played it.
No kidding. When were you first in Japan?
Just recently. I went. I was a jurist on the international competition in Japan.
But you yourself have played in Japan before.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Joseph, you are going to play a work which is, well, every violinist must tackle it at one time or another, or perhaps they can't even call themselves a violinist if they don't play the Bach Chaconne. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I don't know. Where there's a will, there's a way, I guess.
The violin music of Bach must be, in certain ways, the most taxing mentally and physically in the repertoire.
It is. But recently I read something that Brahms wrote about Bach, and he was a devout Bach addict. He conducted everything of Bach. And when he started on it, he decided that Bach had dynamics just the same as anybody else, though they're not there, crescendos and accents and pianos and fortes. Hmm. And he had an enormous success with the St. Matthew Passion and all the other things he did. And I would say that the whole archaic way of approaching Bach is a little bit and sometimes boring. Mm-hmm. And one must make the most out of this music, which is so often rhapsodic.
Well, this is certainly rhapsodic. You know, we know the word chaconne. We've heard it our whole lives. And yet, many of us don't know what it is. What does it mean, chaconne?
Well, in this case, the chaconne is the theme itself, which is in three-quarter time. And then he made just a huge number of variations with three different sections using the same rhythm.
Yes.
It just goes on to the end that way, and I don't think anything has ever approached it before since.
It's one of the monumental works for violin solo. Lucy Blackman can rest during this, right?
Right.
And unless you afterward want to play Brahms' transcription for the left hand alone. We're going to hear a performance of the Bach Chaconne by our guest tonight, Joseph Fuchs.
Thank you.
Great critic Virgil Thompson once wrote, "Hearing Joseph Fuchs make music is one of the privileges of New York life." So tonight we have had that privilege again in the monumental Chaconne of Bach. And right after this message from Citibank, we will be right back with more recital by Joseph Fuchs.
If you're in the stock market, shouldn't you pick your broker as carefully as you pick your stocks? Today, smart investors choose Citibank Brokerage Services because Citibank can save you up to 70% over full-service brokers. And with Citibank Brokerage Services, there's no management fee. That's not all. When you receive interest, dividends, or have uninvested funds, Citibank puts them into a high-interest insured money market account every day, not monthly or weekly like some other brokerage services. Citibank lets you get the stocks, bonds, and options you want without the sales pressure you don't want. So pick your broker as carefully as you pick your stocks and save up to 70%. It's easy when you let Citibank handle your investments and your banking. For more information about Citibank Brokerage Services, stop into any branch or call 750-7733. Trades executed through Q&R Clearing Corporation. $2,500 balance required to open a Citibank money market account and earn high money market rates. The city never sleeps. Citibank. Member FDIC.
Now back to the WNCN Performance Studio with David Dubal and tonight's special guest, violinist Joseph Fuchs. For more, WNCN Live.
We are in the performance studio of WNCN, and we have a wonderful crowd here tonight. We also have a wonderful violinist, and that is why the audience came. Joseph Fuchs has been playing the violin for almost one quarter of America's history. There was no violin tradition in America when you were actually growing up in New York, was there?
Oh, yes, there was.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. When I was age nine or eight or nine, I went to a restaurant with my teacher, and there sat Izai with my teacher.
Right there.
What could be greater? Right there. He sat there. I didn't know who he was, but they pointed him out to me.
Well, he made a fortune just playing the Chaconne.
Well, he probably could play the Chaconne, yeah, and many other things. But there was also Kubelik, there was Franz von Wetschai, there were very great people. Elman came very shortly on top of that, and all the Russians came. So I don't know about that.
And then Heifetz came in 17.
And of course he came in 17, so there you have. You have this, and all these Russians then settled here because of the war.
Yeah.
So we had something to watch.
Well, you know, I actually knew there was a great Russian and a world tradition of violin playing in New York, but I just wanted to hear you talk about it.
Well,
Joseph?
Of course, I had Heifetz always showing, look, you're not Heifetz. I'm sure I was not Heifetz. Of course not.
Well, you know, sometimes Heifetz even wasn't Heifetz.
That could be.
Yeah.
When it gets to that point. Yeah.
Joe, what are the great influences of your life? Has it been hearing people like Heifetz? Has it been chamber music?
Well,
has it been modern music?
Not only Heifetz, but I mean such great people as Enesco, for instance. And for instance, I played, as a youngster, I played in a quartet with Cortot, and Quarto and Enesco in the concerto by Chausson, which I'm going to play next year in Alfred, which I have played here before. But what a lesson that was.
To be with Quarto.
Not only with Quarto, but with Enesco, who knew it from Chausson.
People forget now they think of him as a composer. He was one of the great violinists, George Enesco.
No doubt. When he was at his best, there was nobody better.
Why didn't he write a violin concerto for you?
I don't think he had time for that. He was more interested in writing for big things, quintets and octets and sonatas. And
oh,
so
violinists would have loved a concerto
yes.
from him. But Joseph, you have done so much for modern music. In fact, the first time I ever heard you, I believe, was in 1959, and you did a splendid concerto by the American composer William Schumann, which seemed to me the most difficult work I'd ever heard.
Well, it was, and I did it, but I've done many others, many firsts in that way. Hindemith, for instance, I did. I did also Respighi, first time, very young, I did that.
And when did you play the Walter Piston concerto?
That was in the 60s again.
But was that the work
that... was from the Ford Foundation, yes.
You know, you had the honor of being invited by Bernstein to actually christen Philharmonic Hall, now called Avery Fisher?
That's right.
First time anyone played in there?
First time a large group also, the Philharmonic played. The Philharmonic played, and several violinists took part in a concerto. And also, I opened the hall, the Al Stelly Hall.
My goodness.
So, I mean, maybe it's an advantage to be older, I don't know.
Well, I've known you a long time, and every day you have a lot of fun.
I sure do.
Yes, you do. Well,
it's always a challenge to try and keep up your playing and see what you can find that you didn't find before.
Do you still learn new music?
Yes.
What motivates you now to come to a score? What is it you're attracted
well,
to?
Well, first of all, I look at a score and it's interesting, uh-huh. as I did last year. We did the Persichetti pieces and so on. And now this piece, which I had known for a long time but never went near it, and all of a sudden I fell in love with it. This piece by
Jean Francais.
By Francais.
Well, that is our next piece tonight.
Yeah.
And Jean Francais is a French composer, far better known there than here, am I correct?
He's not known here at all, hardly.
1912, is he still alive?
12, and he's still alive.
Uh-huh.
And strangely enough, I spoke to Beveridge Webster the other day, and he was a classmate of his.
Really?
The first prize winner in piano, and then took the composition, studied with Nadia Boulanger.
Webster is a colleague of yours at Juilliard.
Oh, yes, great man.
A great man. Tell me about this sonatine. It's about 11 and a half minutes. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, there's a lot of humor in it. There's a lot of... The great thing about this music is that it is full of fun and also very striking melodically and also very original harmonically. And that will be seen. And in the second movement, you'll hear the piano goes on very sad, very... all by herself, and the violinist playing something very sad all by himself.
Mm.
And so it's really it's wonderful. And the last one, the theme and variations, that goes into a smashing waltz.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's what it is.
Let's hear on WNCN Live, Joseph Fuchs, Lucy Blackman in Jean Francais.
You mentioned Mrs. Blackman, who plays it so well.
And she loves this piece, I know. It's the sonatine by the French composer Jean Francais. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we have a work that really is quite unknown, more or less. It's called Meditation by Tchaikovsky. Can you say a word about it?
Yes. The Meditation by Tchaikovsky was originally written as the slow movement of the famous Tchaikovsky Concerto.
Really?
But he soon realized that, first of all, it was in the same key, D major, D minor, and it was too long. And then he wrote the short canzonetta instead, and used this and gave it the name of Meditation. It's a kind of a tone poem for violin, and a little bit, not the same kind of music, but in the same nature of, let's say, the chanson poem, only shorter.
Yes.
And people didn't know it, and finally Milstein played it the other day, a few weeks ago. But it has not been played in this country, and you cannot buy the music.
Well, it's good to know that Tchaikovsky was a good critic. He decided then to take out a work that he felt was not tonally correct for it.
I just noticed a young man saying he had the music, but how many have it?
Really? You mean in this audience someone has
the
music?
Very, very few. Uh-huh. I mean, you go to the store and you cannot buy it.
Well, I hope that he doesn't... I hope that he gives Xerox copies then to everyone who wants it.
Well, it's getting against the law now to
I
Xerox
know.
Anything. So they
but I had to say it's for the future of the piece of music. We now hear
is there
Lucy Blackman, there? Pianist, and Joseph Fuchs in Tchaikovsky's Meditation.
And today, I think one of the most beautiful pieces he ever wrote for violin.
I don't know it. I can't wait to hear it.
I've just learned it, incidentally.
You're amazing.
I knew about it.
You're amazing. You just keep learning new music, don't you?
Why not?
Why not?
Thank you.
that despairing passion that only Tchaikovsky was capable of, the meditation in a performance by Lucy Blackman and Joseph Fuchs, who is our guest on WNCN Live, and we'll be back with Maestro Fuchs and more WNCN Live after this message from Citibank.
Shouldn't you pick your broker as carefully as you pick your stocks? Today, smart investors choose Citibank Brokerage Services because Citibank can save you up to 70% over full-service brokers. And with Citibank Brokerage Services, there's no management fee. That's not all. When you receive interest, dividends, or have uninvested funds, Citibank puts them into a high-interest insured money market account every day, not monthly or weekly like some other brokerage services. Citibank lets you get the stocks, bonds, and options you want without the sales pressure you don't want. So pick your broker as carefully as you pick your stocks and save up to 70%. It's easy when you let Citibank handle your investments and your banking. For more information about Citibank Brokerage Services, stop into any branch or call 750-7733. Trades executed through Q&R Clearing Corporation. $2,500 balance required to open a Citibank money market account and earn high money market rates. The city never sleeps. Citibank. Member FDIC.
Now back to some faculty members of the Juilliard School of Music here at WNCN Live.
Thank you, Oscar. We now have a work called La Campanella by Paganini, and I would like to ask Joseph Fuchs, our guest tonight, his opinion of Paganini. But first, I will bet that's the first word every violinist knows. Paganini.
Fears.
He was perhaps the greatest virtuoso in the history of all instruments. Perhaps even exceeding Liszt.
Well, not only that, but he was a great innovator on the violin. He found things on the violin that had not been done here before. The lengthening of the fingerboard so that he could play in the astronomical positions, which he and he alone discovered.
How did it
happen? Neck into the violin and so on.
How did it happen that he had all of this? This ability to invent new figurations in his caprices. He changed the whole instrument.
Well, I would say that his life was a violin. Mm-hmm. And really, in some ways, any good artist has to be innovative to the extent of his ability. Mm-hmm. He must find different ways of doing things well, doing them beautifully, doing them clearly. And not only that, but in addition to that, he had this great inventive mind of thinking, well, where can I play on that instrument that hasn't been done before? He wanted things such as things as harmonics and all kinds of things which are not on the instrument at the time.
Mm-hmm. Think of the impact the name Paganini has. To this day, it practically represents the violinist all over the world.
Well, they're finding out more things about him. They find, for instance, that he wrote at least 5 concertos. Mm-hmm. When I studied, the only one they really taught was the one in D.
Yes.
And then there were arrangements of it. Wilhelmy did an arrangement of it, a very Wagnerian in style, because they thought the accompaniments were too light.
And of
this one is part of a B minor concerto.
Yes, and that's the third concerto,
yeah,
isn't it?
Which I actually did not study. I studied, though, instead of that, I played probably every piece of Henry Ernst that ever was written. And
Ooh.
He was Ernst.
Yes. Oh, Ernst
Henry
is a...
Ernst was a tremendous virtuoso after Paganini,
yes.
Or rather at the time of Paganini, a little bit after.
Now, Paganini was probably one of the most interesting people that ever lived. His career absolutely astonished everyone. He looked practically insane. He weighed about 80 pounds. They thought he was the devil.
Not really according to history. He was not.
Uh-huh.
He was a very simple, small man with abnormally long fourth finger where he could just go out one end of the violin to the other with that fourth finger, which was really abnormal, almost. But in life, he was a very simple man. They had all kinds of caricatures about him. They make him look like the devil, but he really wasn't.
Yes. Well, more...
Because I didn't know him.
Uh-huh. Well, he called me yesterday and he said that he's decomposing very well. Actually, that's a terrible joke, and it was told to me in an interview I once did with Itzhak Perlman, who plays him very well. But La Campanella means the bells, correct?
It does. Campanella's bell, yes.
Well, we're
La
going
Clochette
to hear...
La Clochette in French.
We're going to hear your bells right now on the violin.
Well, I hope.
Lucy? Lucy Blackman is here. And doing a wonderful job.
Well, this is also comparatively late, though I played all the Paganini Caprices. I did not play this piece until, again, I had to learn it. And so, I'll do the best I can with it.
I can only say this, Joe. Your best is better than me. Joseph Fuchs and Paganini's La Campanella.
One always has to try.
Thank you. La Campanella by Paganini, and he's certainly sorry he couldn't be here to hear it tonight. Lucy Blackman, thank you so much. You have been wonderful. This has been a superb program. Joseph, what are your plans now? Are you going away? Are you
practicing? I'm not retiring, exactly. I have a great deal to do. I have some more playing to do, and then I have this school in the summer.
Where is that?
Where I do a great deal at Alfred, New York, where I do a lot of chamber music. And from this work in chamber music, a great many wonderful people have come. I mean, that are now in groups and have made their way. And if you are not a good chamber music player, generally you're not the best kind of soloist either.
Mm-hmm.
These were the words of Isaac Stern. He was right.
Mm-hmm.
He said that once, and I believe this, because all the very great players were great ensemble players. Izai was a fantastic player. Do you know that Pablo Sarasate had a quartet for years? Pablo de Sarasate.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, he did.
I know, of course, Joachim did.
Yes, he did, in France.
The great Joseph Joachim.
And Joachim, oh my, yes.
Well, and of course, not to mention the fact that you were concertmaster for many years?
Yes, as were a great many others. There was Piotr Gorsky was first cellist of the Gewandhaus Orchestra, and as was Feuermann.
Mm-hmm.
Izai took my teacher's place in Berlin as concertmaster. And they went through it. Francis Gatti played an orchestra in Marseille.
Joseph Fuchs, I should say that you will never retire. I expect you'll be probably leaving here, going home, finding a new Tchaikovsky piece to learn. And I certainly hope you are also writing your memoirs.
No, I'll go home like I always do, finding fault with what I did.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, don't listen to the tape until tomorrow. Joseph Fuchs, thank you for being here at WNCN Live. You are a great inspiration to so many.
Thank you.
I want to... David Dubal, thank you for listening, and return next week with the Daniel String Quartet, which is the 7th of February, and on the 14th, the pianist Garrick Olson. Don't miss them. Thank you.
If you're in the stock market, shouldn't you pick your broker as carefully as you pick your stocks? Today, smart investors choose Citibank Brokerage Services because Citibank can save you up to 70% over full-service brokers. And with Citibank Brokerage Services, there's no management fee. That's not all. When you receive interest, dividends, or have uninvested funds, Citibank puts them into a high-interest insured money market account every day, not monthly or weekly like some other brokerage services. Citibank lets you get the stocks, bonds, and options you want without the sales pressure you don't want. So pick your broker as carefully as you pick your stocks and save up to 70%. It's easy when you let Citibank handle your investments and your banking. For more information about Citibank brokerage services, stop into any branch or call 750-7733. Trades executed through Q&R Clearing Corporation. $2,500 balance required to open a Citibank money market account and earn high money market rates. The city never sleeps. Citibank. Member FDIC.
WNCN Live is heard each Tuesday evening and brought to you by Citibank. Engineer was Julie Elner, technical director Richard Koziel, producer Shirley Ford. Next week, the Danielle String Quartet will be on the WNCN Performance Studio. They'll be in it, not on it, with music of Mozart, Shostakovich, and Franz Schubert. To be part of the studio audience at any time, just call us here at WNCN. The number to call or dial is NCN1043. During regular business hours, 9 to 5, to reserve your free seat or seats. The number again is NCN1043. This is WNCN, New York, Classical, 104.3 FM, GAF Broadcasting Company. In just a few moments, the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, guest conductor Alexander Schneider, pianist Garrick Olson, a concerto grosso of Handel, the K-503 piano concerto of Mozart, and also a divertimento, K-133, by the same composer.